It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
I like this song.
Speaking of the Jews.
Dun, 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 the Hebrew population.
Jewish Elvis.
Dude, man, like I said, this is the first concert I ever saw. Jazz singer.
How many better singers, like, do you think? Like, Elvis?
Better singers than him?
I mean, Elvis?
Elvis was not a better singer. He was a better showman. I'll give you Nat King Cole. Better
Let's
singer.
Talk about, like, the crooner sort of thing. I mean,
Nat King Cole is a crooner. Let's go Sinatra.
Yeah, I like I would say that Neil Diamond is to the Jews what Frank Sinatra is to the Italians, but with 100% less gangsters.
Yes, 100% less gangster.
It's the reason why Meyer Lansky picked. It's the reason why Meyer Lansky picked. You know, what's his face, Lucky Luciano, to be the leader. Stay in the background, man.
Yeah,
take the money.
He was smart. Okay. When we left, mm-hmm. you were thinking of what the mascot was for the Israeli mm-hmm. baseball mm-hmm. team at the World Baseball Classic. Mm-hmm. So you had a few minutes to think about it.
Yep.
What do you think it is?
I got a couple. Two.
Okay, all right.
I was going to go originally with the Ark of the Covenants.
All right, that's pretty good.
But no one can see it.
Right.
No one can see it.
It's in a box.
Yeah.
You carry it around. Okay, that's a good one. That's not right, but that's a good one.
And then I was going to say the Jewish princesses.
Okay, that's no.
Have you ever met? No, listen. I was at Ithaca College, and I dated many Jewish girls, some who I nearly married and would have actually converted to Judaism mm-hmm. for. I'm just telling you, they're very beautiful people.
Sure.
But let me tell you something. There is nothing, and anyone will tell you this, there is nothing that can be more feared, all right, more determined to destruction or to get whatever they need than
a Jewish mother,
a Jewish princess.
Hey, dude, I know I'm working on this thing called Mitzvah Madness right now. And there's a lot of really specific things we have to do. And it drives me crazy because they're just very meticulous, which is great. You know, they like things done a certain way. But none of those answers were correct. The real name of the mascot for the Israeli baseball team is the Mensch on the Bench.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Mensch on the Bench.
Oh, no.
I looked it up. Mensch is actually.
No, I like it so much that just makes me sad.
And here's what they said.
This is why I don't do PR anymore, because this makes me sad, is I just can't do that.
Mensch on the Bench. It is essentially the Jewish answer to Elf on the Shelf. I'm reading this directly from ESPN, an article written by Eddie Matz, a senior writer. So he says, Mensch on the Bench is essentially the Jewish answer to Elf on the Shelf. This particular mensch is a lifestyle version that utility man Cody Decker bought online the September qualifier because, well, something was missing. Quote, Decker says, every team needs their Jobu. Don't know what that means. He was ours.
What? You don't know what that means?
No, I don't know.
Come on, man.
Everything needs their
Jobu. The most famous baseball movie ever.
Was it in?
Yes, that comes from the most famous baseball movie ever.
Bull Durham?
No, the other most famous one. The other one.
Eight Men Out?
The other more famous one than that.
Devil in the Outfield?
There's no devil in the outfield.
I don't know. What more famous? What more famous? Oh, if you say Field of Dreams, I'm going to...
No, that's not a baseball movie. That's a Driving to Iowa movie.
Thank you. That is not a baseball movie.
No, that's Driving to Iowa and having hallucinations of having people in your yard. I get it.
That is an overrated baseball.
Do you know what it is?
No. What's
Ancient Aliens. Do you know what this is?
What's the most famous baseball movie ever?
Major League.
Oh. You're going to go with Major League as a more famous
and
baseball movie over Bull Durham?
And yet you are reading a quote, not from Bull Durham,
okay,
but from Major League.
Okay, fair enough. Let me finish
Serrano,
the quote.
Where Serrano, right? Serrano?
Yes, yes.
Now the Allstate guy.
Yes.
Okay. Praise to the god, Jobu.
Right.
Okay.
He's with his bat and the chicken legs. Okay, quote. Every team needs their Jobu. He was ours. He had his own locker. We even gave him offerings. Manischewitz, gelt, and gefilte fish.
What, are you crazy or something?
Yeah. So he is everywhere, nowhere, all at once, Decker said. His actual location is irrelevant because he exists in higher metaphysical planes, but he's always near. The best part about the Mensch? Unlike a real mascot, which would be portrayed by a sweaty human trapped inside a furry costume, this comes with no stench on the bench. End article. Thank you very much, Eddie Matz, senior writer for ESPN. I thought that was brilliant. That is fantastic. A mensch on the bench.
I get a better one. Don't you remember when he says...
Oh, no, I remember.
Because he can't hit the curve.
Listen, I loved Major League. I even watched Major League 2 and enjoyed it. And was that the one with Scott Bakula, or was number 3 with Scott Bakula?
I don't know, but whenever I think of Bakula, I think of Dracula, and I think that he would be funny as Dracula. Scott Bakula is Dracula.
He was good as captain of the
Enterprise. I got a better name.
The mensch on the bench.
Yep.
No, you don't.
Fiddler's on deck.
That was pretty good.
Come on!
No, that was good. No, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. Okay.
Mazel tov.
What do you got?
L'chaim.
Mm-hmm.
That was good. All right, I'll give you that one.
Mazel tov of the first.
Let's go back to, you know what? See, here's the thing.
Who's on first?
No, see, here's the thing. You nailed it.
On second. You
nailed it with fiddlers on deck. That's when you got to know. That's a Seinfeld thing. You got to know when to leave. Like,
yeah, but
I dropped the mic. Fiddlers on deck. Boom. Move on.
Well, where am I going to go?
We've got other things to talk about. We have other things to talk about. You could have just left that as a mic drop. Would have been awesome.
Fiddlers on deck?
Yes. Fiddlers on deck. Boom. So now about those baseball movies.
What about The Natural?
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one. In fact,
lots of ones that are almost as good as Major League.
Pride
of the Yankees is almost as good as Major League.
Is great. Bang the Drum Slowly is a great baseball movie.
You know what? That just doesn't work, because if I want to bang on my drum all day, I'm not going to bang slowly.
And you're not going to work. I get it.
I don't know what's happening to me today. I don't know.
That's okay. That's all right. If you want to do a Twitter poll.
Mm-hmm. Twitter poll.
Put that one on.
What?
Which is a best baseball movie?
Best baseball movie?
Best baseball movie
How about
ever.
The best Hebrew nickname without being racist?
No, I feel like we've covered that with Fiddlers on Deck and Mensch on the Bench.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like those two, like, we don't even need to spend any more brain power thinking of more Israeli baseball mascot names. Like, we got it. That's when you got to know to just say, okay, we've done a good job.
Time the Hebrew Hammers?
No, see, that's not nearly as clever. I mean, there's alliteration.
It's already been taken.
Well, it's already been taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's also not nearly as clever as Mensch on the Bench or Fiddlers on Deck. Or to be more accurate, it should be Fiddlers on the Deck.
Fiddlers on the Deck.
Which now makes me think of Titanic. It does. It just makes me. It makes me think of Titanic when I add the Fiddlers on the Deck, playing as the ship goes down into the icy depths. So maybe, as clever as that one is, maybe not as appropriate as Mensch on the Bench, which seems to be perfect.
Not nearly as good as Fiddlers on Deck.
Fiddlers on the Deck. Oh, you can't do that. That's like giving yourself a nickname. You can't come up with a mascot name against something as great as Mensch on the Bench and then automatically proclaim yours the winner, because I think if we ask people, that they're going to go with Mensch on the Bench. Fiddlers on the Deck was great. I loved it, but it's no Mensch on the Bench.
Jehovah's on Third.
See, now you want to do the whole, who's on first.
Do you know what the best one is? And I'm so sorry that I didn't come up with it earlier. And I really just makes me so sad.
Are you going to say Jews on first?
Oh, no! Why would you? This is my experience, not yours. This is not okay. That's not okay. It's just, what are you doing? That's not. Come on. I come out with the ultimate name. For the Israeli baseball team
mascot,
and then you know, I mean, we could have come with the Stars of David. We didn't come out with that. You know, I come out with Fiddlers on Deck.
Fiddlers on the Deck.
And then you Fiddler. I said Fiddlers on
I
Deck.
I know. feels better to have fiddlers on the deck.
And then I had it. It came to me. You saw it in my eye, and then you plagiarized it from my face to your, and you said that their name should be Jews on First.
I did.
And that is the ultimate name for Israel in the World Baseball Classic. We're 2-0 right now. They could be coming to the United States near here.
They're unexpectedly even at the competition, so the fact that they're 2-0 and could move into the next round.
Do you know where they're going to end up in the next round?
Venezuela.
Probably Florida.
Florida? Hey, that's perfect.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.